Chapter 27, Section 4. British Imperialism in India. Before you read, in the last section, you saw how Europeans grabbed Muslim lands. In this section, you will read about British control of India. British expand control over India. How did British rule affect India? The Mughal Empire of India fell into decline in the early 1700s. By the mid-1700s, the British East India Company was the most important power in India. The company held huge amounts of land. The company even had its own army. This army was led by British officers. It was staffed by sepoys, Indian soldiers. India was the main supplier of raw materials for Britain. The British called India the jewel in the crown because it was Britain's most valuable colony. India enjoyed some benefits from British rule. India's rail system was the third largest in the world. The railroad helped make India's economy more modern. The British made other improvements too. They built telephone and telegraph lines, dams, bridges, and canals. They also improved sanitation and public health and built schools. But British rule also caused problems. A great deal of wealth flowed from India to Britain. Indian industry died out because of British trade laws. Many farmers and villages could no longer feed themselves because they were forced to grow cash crops. India suffered famines in the late 1800s. In addition, most British officials had racist attitudes that threatened Indian culture. Question 1. What problems did British rule bring? The Sepoy Mutiny. Why did Indians rebel? By the mid-1800s, many Indians resented British rule. In 1857, some Indian soldiers heard rumors about British weapons. The rumors offended the Indians' religious feelings. The British handled the situation badly. The Indian soldiers rebelled. This rebellion has been called the Sepoy Mutiny. It took the East India Company and British troops a year to put it down. The Sepoy Mutiny failed because the Indians were divided. Muslims and Hindus did not trust each other. After the revolt, the British government took direct control of British India. The term Raj refers to British rule over India from 1757 to 1947. Question 2. What was the Sepoy Mutiny? Nationalism surfaces in India. What were the goals of the Indian nationalist movement? Indians also resisted British control in other ways. Leaders such as Ram Mohan Roy urged changes in traditional Indian practices. He wanted to make Indian society more modern and to free India of foreign control. Nationalist feelings also started to grow in India. Indians resented the British discrimination against them. Indians were barred from the best jobs in the Indian civil service. British workers were paid more than Indian workers doing the same job. Indians formed two groups, the Indian National Congress and the Muslim League. Both groups pushed the British to make changes. In the early 1900s, they called for self-government. Question 3. What groups called for change?